This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Tuesday, July the 22nd. We're into what Wall Street folk like to call earnings season, the time when we get the latest bulletins on the financial health of American companies. And according to Wayne Kaufman at Rockwell Securities in New York, investors like what they're hearing.
Overall, it's a very positive earnings season, and the Dow had a good day, and we had 75% of stocks up. And, you know, in general, this is bullish activity. And the reason for this is valuations are good based on earnings that are coming in.
And we had results after trading officially closed on Tuesday from Microsoft. Obviously, just recently, Microsoft announced the loss of up to 18,000 jobs. What was the news from Microsoft? Obviously, he's struggling to digest that Nokia takeover.
You know, that's part of it, but I think the market is liking the fact that certain of their businesses, specifically their cloud computing business, is doing very well. Even though they missed by a nickel, their overall revenues beat handily, and in some areas they were up a very, very strong percentages, which for a company this size is really impressive.
So some of the biggest American companies seem to be in pretty good shape at the moment. Is that to do with the American and global recovery?
I think you're exactly right. We've seen a lot of companies in this earnings season report very nice reports. We had Intel had a very good report. You know, they're a bellwether in semiconductors and in computers. We had General Electric. They had very strong orders and a very strong order backlog, specifically due to strong aviation and oil and gas. Honeywell, another major conglomerate, had a very good report because of their factory automation equipment sector and energy sector. And Halliburton, who's one of the big bellwethers in energy, they also had a good report and said their business here in North America, exploration and production, is very, very strong. So what we are seeing are companies that, these big conglomerates that are the most affected by overall global conditions, are turning in good reports.
And that's all for this World Business Report, Wall Street Update.